Lord, we welcome all who have come this night to celebrate this glorious feast. We welcome the stranger, the traveler, and guest. We welcome our students home from college for a good winter's rest. We welcome parishioners who've moved away, but join us today as old friends and guests. Welcome all who have not been active for late in our Catholic faith, and hopefully will come in new hope and inspiration to come back again and again. We welcome our faithful parishioners, loyal and true. May God bless you for all that you do. Welcome to all. May our gathering this night gladden our hearts and deepen our bonds. After all, we are one people, the people of God, redeemed by the light. We walk by the light and live by that light, and together live in love. Each year at Christmas time, I take a trip down memory lane and remember with gratitude many visits to the Holy Land, the land where Jesus lived and loved. And of those many visits, the high point is always the visit to the city of Bethlehem. And our visit is primarily to the Church of the Nativity, which was built by the Emperor Justinian 1,500 years ago over the cave where tradition believes that Jesus was born. For security purpose, the doors to the church was purposely made to be only 4 feet high so that anyone who came into the church would be forced to stop to bow as they entered. It's called the Door of Humility. The most special part of the church is in the grotto located underneath the altar. And this is, for many hundreds of years, believed to be the place where Jesus was born. And since then, on the marble floor of the grotto, there is a 14-point silver star that marks the spot where Mary first laid her newborn son. Now, interesting, in every visit to the Holy Land, there are two different kinds of people that we connect with. The first group are people everywhere, people moving everywhere, visiting, chatting with one another, posing for pictures, loading up on souvenirs and collectibles. These are the tourists. In contrast, another group can be found, people kneeling on the ground, kneeling with their heads bowed, their eyes closed, perfectly still. And who are these? These are the pilgrims. My prayer, friends, for all of us this holy night is that we would celebrate this Christmas not as tourists, but as pilgrims. Okay, so what is a pilgrim? Well, there's a couple definitions. The first definition of a pilgrim is one who journeys to a holy place. And I invite you to journey this Christmas and be ready to see the holiness in your life, to see beyond the wrappings, to see beyond the outward signs, to look deep within. See more than the surface things which tourists photograph. Stop for a moment and really look. Really look and see. See the holiness in the bounty of your table, in those who gather with you for this great feast, in the wonder and excitement of our children, in the warmth of family and friends who gather and call to mind and speak the names of those who've passed on to God's heavenly table. They're still part of our journey, part of our story. And as we see holiness surrounding us, as pilgrims, we have a reason to give thanks to God over and over again. You see, tourists pass through places, but pilgrims let places pass through them, allowing their hearts to be changed, recognizing the grace, the gift that bestows on us by God, who is the companion on our journey. A pilgrim can also be one who journeys in a foreign land. There are many people, friends, this Christmas, who are finding themselves journeying to new and sometimes difficult places. We should remember the men and women serving in our armed forces. We should remember all people in the world who are displaced by war and famine and poverty. Many children and young members and older members, all ages as well. We should remember those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. And let's not forget those who are struggling with economic hardships that come from unemployment or underemployment. All these people are pilgrims, forced to journey from what is normal. And who better than them, than Mary and Joseph, who had to journey from their home, from their place of comfort and give birth to your son in a strange place, in a manger. They walked not by sight, but by faith, and they went forward. They went forward as pilgrims. Just as we've gathered here this holy night to celebrate the birth of Jesus, it's not just Christmas past that we're here to remember. It's here to also celebrate Christmas present and Christmas future. We're still on the journey. We are still pilgrims, seeking to day by day continue to walk together. And so I invite you to continue the pilgrimage from Bethlehem and beyond. And what a great opportunity is coming our way, because as of this evening, we are entering the Jubilee 2025. I know how many of you remember when we were looking forward to entering the great Jubilee year of 2000. How many of you remember that? And here we are, entering the second quarter of this century that began 25 years ago. Where does time go? It's unknown to us, but it goes and marches on. And so Pope Francis is inviting us to journey with him on another pilgrimage. Pilgrimage with him and one another as pilgrims to allow God to open our eyes to see the wonders that come our way day after day, to open our hearts and homes with gifts of hope so that we may become gifts of hope to our weary and broken world. This holy night, which begins this special year, is an invitation for us to walk with one another, closer with God and each other. We do not need to go to Bethlehem to be a pilgrim. It's a journey of the heart, opening our heart wider and wider to let the Lord come in and join us. Of course, we do not do it alone. We do it with one another. We're pilgrims on the journey. And so many exciting things are going to be coming our way. Invitations for us to pilgrimage step by step, day by day, week after week, month after month. And may this Jubilee 2025, God willing, be better than all the other Jubilees since 1300 when this story began, and become for us a reminder God is making wonderful things. Miracles still do happen.